John Chaney is VP of Sales and Business Development for MMA Renewable Ventures. The group calls themselves the largest financier of solar photovoltaic installations in the U.S., with interest in biomass and wind. Last week, WMNF spoke to Chaney about what he knew about the component of green jobs in the economic stimulus bill being debated in Congress.
Yeah, we're watching it very closely. The biggest overview point of view is that everyone's realized that we really have to do something to cap carbon or stop carbon into the environment. That's hence the international discussions about stopping the growth of carbon, which affects climate change and global warming. The good news is that a lot of the policies that are coming now from Washington and individual states such as Florida are creating policies that actually create rewards, subsidies, and encouragement to either install renewable energy devices like solar panels on rooftops or on big farms. The other thing that's being encouraged is, this is I can't stress this enough, is that energy conservation is really a very, very ripe practice that can save customers a lot of money. And it's done that in a lot of states, and Florida's about to encourage that again. Now, that then creates a lot of jobs.
And later in the interview, we questioned Chaney about a report that was released last week by a coalition of labor and environmental groups that said most so-called green jobs in America don't pay that well. The report was commissioned by the Sierra Club, Change to Win, the Laborers International Union of North America, and the International Brotherhood of Teamsters.
That in the jobs that are created, I think there's a distinction that listeners have to think about, that I think about, they may want to think about this, is that there are jobs with manufacturing and then there are jobs with service. All of installation really occurs locally. So the good part about it is that instead of sending, as Stephen Pickens says, $700 billion or $1 trillion overseas, that money stays locally, and local businesses and local homes and apartments can install these technologies to save money. In our personal experience, we don't really have a problem with unions at all because most of our jobs pay as much or more than standard union rates. So it doesn't eliminate union jobs at all. And the additional good news is that as the United States develops policies, we'll be able to do what Germany and Japan and now China is coming on very strong doing, which is in the manufacturing component. Oddly enough, we're the inventors of solar and solar photovoltaic technology, yet Germany came out with national policies first, and they actually are consuming 50% of all the solar panels and therefore have more than 50% of the manufacturers, whereas we've been very, very late in encouraging this and developing jobs and so forth. So I think our time has come, and I think that the jobs will be created. One of the things that I'm familiar with is that in the surveys, I'm not an economist, but the surveys I read about is that out here and elsewhere, for every $100 million of venture capital, 2,700 jobs, direct jobs, are created for every investment. Our company has invested, I don't know, $600 million alone in the last couple of years. And we see a string of service companies, and we're supporting a lot of manufacturers as well. Many are overseas, but many are local as well.
Last week, the New York Times reported that wind and solar have been growing at a blistering pace in recent years. But because of the credit crisis and the broader economic downturn, the opposite is now happening, where the installation of wind and solar is now plummeting. Again, John Chaney with MMA Renewable Ventures.
From an overview, the growth has been historically has been astronomical. I mean, compared to other industries, it's growing at 30, 40, 50% a year, depending on the year you measure. Both for solar and for wind. The hiccups, the renewable energy industry and conservation is not immune to the crash and the resetting of the economy. The good news is that the market is ripe for saving money. And in all cases, in all the business we've done, every customer, whether it's the U.S. government, Nellis Air Force Base, or Macy's department stores, they all have saved money by converting to this technology off of their electric bills. So in all cases, it's positive cash flow and it's positive profit for every customer, or they don't do it, and the growth is huge.
Yeah,
we see a lot of positive results from that.
Sure, and John, final question for you, and that is going back to the stimulus bill. If there is not a big component of green jobs, as it were, in this bill. Do you think that's a real lost opportunity?
Yes, but yes, I do. That's the simple answer. The longer answer is that the hidden part of the bill that doesn't really, it doesn't get a lot of sex, it doesn't have a lot of sex appeal and gets overlooked, is that a large part of the bill is for energy conservation. And, you know, California, for example, has had a growth of 40% for the last 20 years, and yet its energy consumption has been flat for 20 years. Yet, so that's, you can't say it doesn't, to save energy and money, doesn't, it stops growth. Yet the rest of the United States, the consumption has doubled. So energy conservation, from air conditioning systems, refitting windows, to light bulbs, to you name it, hot water, thermal water heating, that all is a local activity, and it creates an enormous number of jobs. It's actually the most service-intensive, and it actually buys local products and services, as well as some international products and stuff, so forth. So I think that's in the bill, and I guess if they kicked it out of the bill, that would be a very sad circumstance.